Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And you are listening to thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 3rd, 2011. This is one day before the 4th of July. And we need to understand some reality. There is no freedom, no justice, no equality. Do not allow those in power to fool us into thinking that everything is okay. Do not allow those in power to cause us to think that we're to run around with flags and celebrate the greatness of America. The greatness of America in reality is that the masses of the people over varying times in the history of the United States of North America have come together to force America to be better than the ruling class and families intended for America to be. If it was up to the ruling class and families, we'd be slaves. In that sense, yet, women would have no freedom. Immigrants would have no freedom. Poor and working class people would have no freedom. But see, black, white, brown, red, yellow came together, and you see different moves like the abolitionist movement. You see the women's suffrage movement. You see the great movement of the civil and human rights movement, Niagara Falls movement. You see the movement of the American Indian movement. You see the movement of the Latino sisters and brothers. You see the movement of the Black Power movement. And you see that it was the peoples that forced the people in government to do right. And you see now there's this great pushback. All the rights that we have fought and bled and died for, those in power want to take it all back. But I say once again, their power is broken. Their influence is being broken. And we will live to see the day that they will be brought down, as the Most High is saying in Ezekiel chapter 28. And verse 17, I will lay thee before kings, and we are the kings, we are the queens. You sisters and brothers, black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white, you the oppressed, you who have been locked out and disenfranchised, who have been robbed and spoiled, we are the true kings and queens of the kingdom of God in heaven on this earth. Those imposter kings, the house of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and the ruling class and families, would be brought down. Going down to verse 18 in chapter 28. And I see we're coming to the close of this Ezekiel excursion, and we'll be going back into the book of Revelation. But we're in Revelation still, because the whole of the Bible is revelation about the last days. Now, verse 18, chapter 28. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries. Talking to the king of Tyrus in this scripture, but the king of Tyrus represents the king of this system. See, we are the king and queens of the kingdom of God in heaven, here and now on this earth. We're not the kings of this no good rotten system. The king of this wicked system, represented by the king of Tyrus, is the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class, the ruling families of this wicked world order. They're the kings of this wicked world order. You and I are the kings and queens of the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. So, this scripture is talking to the king of Tyrus and the king of this wicked system, the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries. The word defiled, 2490. Kalah means to profane, to defile, to pollute, to desecrate. Ritually and sexually. Look at the wicked, nasty, filthy practices of those who reach such power. Look at how sex is used to capture the minds of those in power, and even those who want to get into power. How deviant sexual wickedness is used, or using sex for wickedness, so that when the time comes, you can be taken out of power, such as Strauss Kahn and Spitzer and others who have reached a certain level in power and possibly were going to do something good, but because there is some sexual misconduct, that is used to take them out of power. But look at that echelon. Thou hast defiled, done not just sex now, but all type of defilement and profane and filth has been done. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries. Let's look up the word sanctuary, 4720. Sacred place, holy place, a temple, a tabernacle. And look at how the whole of the earth is a sanctuary. The whole of creation is a sanctuary. And so the wicked ruling class and families have defiled the creation, defiled the earth, defiled we, the oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, because of this wicked system that absolutely defiles, that absolutely pollutes. Look at the pollution in the earth. Look at the pollution in creation. Look at even the pollution in the universe because of various spacecraft, rockets and so on, shuttles that leave pollution in the universe. So this wicked system, the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, who are the current rulers of this wicked system, they are the kings of this system. We're not the kings of this system. We're not the queens of the system. We are the kings and queens of the kingdom of God in heaven, freedom, justice, and equality here and now on this earth. So they, the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class, the ruling families of this wicked world order, have polluted the sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities. By this multitude, 7230, Rove. Interesting, Rove, Carl Rove. Abundance, greatness of thy iniquity. Rove is that word. Found under the number 7230. Of thine iniquities. Iniquities is 5771. Avon is a masculine noun. Perversity, depravity, iniquity, guilt or punishment of iniquity. So look at how this wicked system is perverted and depraved. No good in this wicked system of privatized and parasitic capitalism. This wicked system that promotes violence and injustice and unrighteousness and bloodshed. Because of thy multitude of iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. This word iniquity here is 5766. Ah, back to evil again. This word 5766, this version of iniquity is evil, 5766, and it means injustice, unrighteousness, wrong, violent deeds of injustice, injustice of speech, injustice generally. So this is a critique of the system. You have to use the scripture for what the scripture was intended, which is to give us a critical analysis of politics, geopolitics, how the system works, how the system runs, so that we may understand how to disengage ourselves from participating in such wicked system. How do we participate? Through consumerism, through materialism. So after the house of Rothschilds, who control all of the world's major central banks, no nation can prosecute a war. They have to go to the house of Rothschilds to borrow the money to prosecute the war. Look at the trillions of dollars being spent by the United States of North America under the Obama administration in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, and now Libya. There's no money to prosecute that war. So what do they do? What has the Obama administration done following in the footsteps of the Bush administration? They have gone to the Federal Reserve, which is controlled by the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, to borrow the money to prosecute the war that is illegal, immoral, deplorable, unrighteous, iniquitous, everything we're reading about. Iniquitous, unrighteous, injustice. So they borrow the money from the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers through the Federal Reserve. But when you and I say, where's the money for Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, food stamps, to help people, to help poor people? Listen to that speech by Bernie Sanders. He asked, where's the money for that? But you have money for warfare. You have money stored in the Cayman Islands. The corporations keep money, keep our money, keep our wealth overseas in the Cayman Islands tax-free. You have derivatives market. All this money being made tax-free. And they want to cut the people. They want to cut Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. They want to cut unions. They want to destroy unions, destroy jobs, destroy healthcare. Austerity programs that were implemented years past, 40s, 50s, and 60s in the third world, Africa, Asia, Middle East, Central, South America, the Isles of the Pacific, and Mexico. Now you see that the House of Rothschilds are implementing those same austerity programs in America and in Europe. But we thought we were in America. We thought we were free. We celebrate the 4th of July like we're free. And here we now see that those same wicked programs that we cared not of their implementation in foreign lands have come home to us because we kept our mouths shut as this system destroyed our sisters and brothers overseas. And the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed have never had a fair shake inside of the United States of North America. So what is the solution? Come together. Study the scriptures so that we may understand the inner workings of this system, so that we may overthrow the power of the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers. So after the Rothschilds use the militaries of the world to take control of the land, the wealth, the resources, the Oppenheimers then construct mining corporations, mineral and resource mining corporations, to mine the resources and minerals out of the earth. And then, after that is done, those resources and minerals are made into computers and TVs and cell phones and whatnot, and computer games. And so we go to the store and participate in consumerism and materialism, caring not that slave labor, low-wage labor, death, hell, destruction, warfare, and bloodshed were the tools used to cause us to participate in consumerism and materialism. Total iniquity. And so, by thy iniquity of thy traffic. Let's look up this word traffic. 7404. Recula is how you pronounce that in the African Hebrew. 7404 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, and it means merchandise and traffic and trade. And once again, House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimer's, International Monetary Fund, World Bank Organization, World Trade Organization, doing wicked trafficking of goods, wicked merchandise, wicked commerce, using warfare and bloodshed to trade goods and move commerce and move resources and minerals, using the presidents and prime ministers as puppets and mascots to cause us to agree with warfare in Libya, warfare in Iraq, warfare in Pakistan and Afghanistan, warfare in Ivory Coast, warfare in the Congo. All of this is iniquity and the trafficking of human beings and human resources and mineral resources out of the earth for wickedness. So because of this, the Most High continues to say, therefore I will bring forth a fire. This is chapter 28, verse 18 of Ezekiel. I will bring forth. Let's see this word, bring forth. 3318, Yatsah, to go out, to come out, to exit, to go forth. So the Most High is going to bring forth. What is the Most High going to bring forth? A fire from the midst of thee. A fire. This word fire, 784, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, it means the pronunciation is ash in the Hebrew. It looks like our word ash. Ashes to ashes. How do you get ashes? When something burns, eventually that which is being burned or that which is burnt is turned to ashes. And so fire, flames, supernatural fire accompanying theophany, altar fire, God's anger. And so what we're looking at is, let me go back to the scripture so I can see what we're looking at. This fire, what is this fire? Supernatural fire, the fire of a theophany. Everything in creation is has fire in it. Earth, air, fire, and water. The very fire of creation. The Most High says, therefore I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. And so, because of the trafficking in human resources, because of the trafficking in commerce and trade that is brought about because of the destruction of the human family, because of warfare and bloodshed, because of militarism and materialism and consumerism, this whole wicked system of privatized and parasitic capitalism, the Most High says, I will bring forth a fire. Now, that word fire, once again, supernatural fire accompanying theophany. So the very creation, because a theophany is the whole of creation. You and we and me and us, we see the Most High in the whole of creation. The burning bush, Moses talking to the Most High in the burning bush. Take thy shoes from off thy feet, for where thy stand is holy ground. The whole of creation is a theophany. You, sisters and brothers, are theophanies. I see the Most High in you. And so the whole of creation will turn on the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. God's anger is a part of that fire. So the anger of the Most High
will be brought forth, that anger of the Most High through creation, through the human family rising up with the mentality to deliver ourselves from the synagogue of Satan. It says, from the midst of thee, it shall devour thee. And let me take my last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break. Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, Sunday, July the 3rd, 2011. And so, we're constructing this wicked system, this wicked modern day Babylon Tyrus system. The Most High does not like this system. The Most High wants to destroy this system, is destroying this system, and the system is already destroyed. The power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds, is being destroyed. The power of the princes of this world, those that use their office to do the bidding of the king of this wicked world, those presidents and prime ministers and heads of government, of financial, educational institutions, using their power on behalf of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers to cause us to participate in this system of warfare, bloodshed, militarism, consumerism, and materialism, sacrificing our sisters and brothers, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed on the twin altars of consumerism and materialism. All of their power is being destroyed. And so the Most High, in verse 18 of chapter 28 in Ezekiel, says, I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, and it shall devour thee. 398, Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, a call to eat, to devour, to burn up, to feed. And so we are that fire. We burn with the supernatural fire of the Most High for justice. We burn in our hearts for freedom, justice, and equality. And the whole of creation burns with the supernatural fire of the theophonic Most High. Theophany, theophonic, I hope that's a word. Sounds like a good word to me. The theophanic fire of the Most High burning through creation and burning through the masses of the people. And we are rising up and we will devour the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We will destroy their power. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes. This is the Most High talking. This is Yahweh talking. Yahweh is life. Life is talking. I will bring thee to ashes. Afer. 665 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It means worthlessness. It's a masculine noun. It means worthlessness. And so the Most High is telling all of us that would participate in a wicked system, if you don't stand up and fight this wicked system along with the ruling class, we all will be made absolutely worthless. And so this is for the ruling class and families. This is for the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Their power will be brought to nothing. Their power will be brought to worthlessness. And look at how the system is collapsing. See, the bailouts are to shore up nothing. All of this money is fictitious. They're making money off of nothing and causing governments to crash, the banks to crash, the system to crash, taking the wealth to shore up what they have created, which is based on fictitiousness, based on nothingness, and then they come back to you and me to tighten us up again, to take more from us, because it's all, their system is worthless. So we must stand up and fight to take back our dignity, take back our humanity, take back our God and goddessness. No longer should we allow ourselves to be used for that which is worthless. I will bring thee to ashes, to worthlessness upon the earth. Upon the earth. Upon the earth. In this time, that word earth, 776 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, Eretz, land, earth, the whole earth, the inhabitants, the earth, the country, the territory, the district, the region, the tribal territory, the piece of ground, land of Canaan, land of Israel, the inhabitants of the land. City, state, the ground, the surface, the earth, the soil, all of the plain country, the ends of the earth, the lands, the countries, all of the wilderness, all of these are the meanings of that word earth. So what we're talking about is that which will occur here and now on this earth in our time. You see, for the kingdom of God in heaven to manifest in fullness, we have to destroy the wicked system that exists, this wicked Babylon system, the synagogue of Satan. The system of Satan is diametrically, is that what I want? Diametrically opposed to the kingdom of God. And two systems cannot occupy the same space at the same time. So this earth is for God. This earth is for Yahweh. This earth is for the Elohim. This earth is for the gods and the goddesses, the children of the Most High. This earth is for you and me. This earth is for the oppressed. This earth is for the poor, the afflicted, the needy. Read the Beatitudes of Jesus. Read how in the Beatitudes of Jesus in the New Testament, how Jesus constantly tells the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed that everything is for you and none is for the wicked ruling class, ruling families, the wealthy 1%, 2%, the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, Caesar, Rome, and those wicked high priests, those wicked keepers of religion that have sold out to Caesar and Rome and the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Nothing for them unless they leave that echelon and come to us and work with us to free the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. But all of this will occur on earth in the sight, continuing in verse 18, chapter 28 of Ezekiel, in the sight of them that behold thee. This is such wonderful scripture to cause us to not wait for another day, but look at right now, here and today, in the sight. 5, 8, 6, 9. Island, masculine, feminine noun, the eye, the physical eye, showing mental qualities, mental and spiritual faculties. So in our physical eye, in our spiritual eye, in our mental eye, we will see the power broken of the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. People like Bernie Sanders, who is a righteous socialist independent senator out of Vermont. I believe that's the state he's from. Bernie Sanders, he will see in his time, mentally, spiritually, and morally, that the power of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers will be broken. We will see it. Do I say that we'll all remain on this earth when the power is broken? Not necessarily. But I'm saying, when we see righteousness, when we see the Most High, we see how the system is such, is so bankrupt. And right here and now, when we get acquainted with the Most High and the knowledge of the Most High, and we look at the house of Rothschilds, their power is broken in our eyes, in our minds, in our spirits, in our mentality, here and now. It says, I will bring thee to ashes up on the earth in the sight of them that behold thee. To behold, Ra'ah, Ra'ah, 7200, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, means to see, to look at, to inspect, to perceive, to consider, to have vision, to regard, to look after, to see after, to learn about, to watch, to look upon, to look out, to observe, to consider. So we're talking about what is going to occur right now, today, in this time. Christ is manifesting in us here and now in the rising up of the people. Verse 19, chapter 28 of Ezekiel. All they that know thee among the people, who we're talking about, the real puppeteer, the real puppet master, the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the synagogue of Satan. We know you, devil. We know your colonialist practices. We know your colonialism, your slavery, your exploitation. We know about you. We've been living among you for a long time. That word, no. 3045. Yada. To know. To learn to know, to perceive, to see, to find out, to discern, to acknowledge, to recognize. So we know you. You captured us from Africa and put us into slavery and exploitation and colonialism for over 400 years. We know you. And so, black man and woman, since we know this devil, we know this synagogue of Satan, we know they that run this system, let us unite and come together, and let us share our knowledge with the human family, and black, brown, red, yellow, poor, white, share with us, and we all break the power of the synagogue of Satan. Say, all they that know thee among the people. Say, we are the people. Let me look up this word, 5971. Am is how you pronounce it. 5971 in the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It's a masculine noun. Means nation, people, persons, members of one's people, compatriots, countrymen, kinsmen, and kindred. So, masses of the people, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We know this oppressor. We know the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We know about this wicked system. So it says, all they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. And so the prophecy is saying that there will be astonishment among the people. Now, in Revelation, when Babylon is fallen, the kings and those that participated in the system look on the destruction of Babylon astonished. So could it be talking about the princes, the heads of state and whatnot that were used by the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and families? Will they be the ones that will be astonished at the destruction of this Babylon system? The king of Tyrus, who is in this day and time the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, will they be astonished that they can no longer conduct trade and commerce in this system? Or will it be you and me, the oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, the needy? Will we be astonished because some of us don't believe that the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers will be destroyed? Some of us don't believe that we have the power to destroy the power of the synagogue of Satan. So when this comes about, will we be the ones that will be astonished? It says the meaning is found under the number 8074, Shamam, and it means to be desolate, to be appalled, to be stunned, to be stupefied. So would it be to be stunned, to be devastated? So will it be, well, maybe it's a double meaning. Maybe those who participated and did the wicked bidding of the House of Rothschilds will be devastated. But we, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, we may be stunned. You see, these words have more than one meaning, and depending on the construct of the sentence, it can carry one meaning or another. So will that brother elder that I was speaking to today, who does not believe that we can come together and break the power of the House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, when their power is broken, will he be stunned? He won't be devastated. He'll be happy because he wants to see the deliverance of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Says, thou shalt be a terror. This is talking to the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and families. But Balaha 1091 on your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary on the Hebrew side. That word means, it is pronounced Balaha, and it carries the meaning of terror, destruction, calamity, dreadful event. So when the power of the House of Rothschilds is broken, it will be a terrible and a dreadful event. They who suffer such will be terrorized and have a feeling of great dread because their power is broken. Those that did business with the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, they will be probably terrified and have a feeling of dread. But we, the oppressed, will be happy. It will be an event where we say, wow. But we will be happy to see that power broken because we will see the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. And never shalt thou be anymore. That's talking to the king of Tyrus, who represents the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the synagogue of Satan. Never wilt thou be anymore. Ayin 369 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Nothing, not, naught. So never. They will be never again. This will be the end of Satan, the end of the satanic system, the end of the synagogue of Satan, the end of privatized and parasitic capitalism, the end of this wicked system, and never shalt thou be anymore. The king of Tyrus represents the kings of this earth, of this world, this wicked world order, this wicked Babylon world order. They are the kings. The House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers are the kings of this wicked system that is destined to be destroyed. We are the kings and queens and Elohim and gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, of the kingdom of God and heaven here and now on this earth, freedom, justice, and equality. So take courage. Hold your head up. Victory is ours. Righteousness is ours. The kingdom of God in heaven is in you, here and now. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.